Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, feeder cattle were the direct beneficiaries of the substantial decline of corn futures yesterday. The August contract closed the highest level since March 30th, decisively breaking out of the sideways trading range. Live cattle went along for the ride as traders still wait to see what cash will do. A few cattle traded in Nebraska, steady with last week on a dressed basis, but nothing to determine a trend. We've not seen any cash cattle trade in our part of the country yet. The WASDE report did not show a lot of change, but it was slightly supportive to the market in terms of fourth quarter beef production, decreasing by about 345 million pounds. Hog futures again showed spread trading, which has been a popular way to trade the market in these volatile times. There was not a lot of movement, even though cash and cutouts were higher. Traders seem to have been mesmerized by the large decline of grain and fuel prices on Tuesday. The WASDE report did not show much to get excited about over pork production or price potential. Now, positive trade in wheat markets overnight with even gains of 5 to 7 cents as bulls attempt to find their bearings after the trade on Monday and Tuesday. Kansas City wheat futures settled 5.2% lower on Tuesday, the fourth close of more than 5% in the last month and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat was down almost 4.7%, the sixth close of more than 4% since the end of May. Higher corn prices overnight, with most contracts up 5 to 7 cents in stabilizing trade following yesterday's washout. The daily loss posted by December corn on Tuesday of 42.5 cents was the largest on both a nominal and percentage basis in the life of the contract. And firmer price action overnight in the soy complex with light gains present at all three contracts. The energy complex washout yesterday weighed heavily on soybeans and products well before the WASDE report hit the printers. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers, network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattleman.org.
August live cattle of 52 cents, 136.67. October up 85, 141.27. August feeder cattle of 470, 179.57. September up 412, 181.52. August hogs up 62 cents at 109 even. Kansas City wheat, September down 47.5, 867 and 3 quarters. December down 47.5, 875 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, September down 42 and a quarter, 814 and a quarter. December down 42 and a quarter at 830 and a quarter penny. September corn down 43 cents at 594. December down 42.5, 586 and a half. August soybeans down 53 and 3 quarters, 1468 and a quarter. September down 61 cents, 1362 and a half penny. August crude's up 25 cents.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.